And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a great show for you today. One of my favorite times, because we get to talk about one of my favorite places on Earth, and that's Cedros Island, and we got the best. Cedros Sport Fishing, Rosie and Jeff are going to be joining us this morning, talking all kinds of fishing, all kinds of fun. You stay tuned. It's going to be a great show. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice, on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And at your San Diego County Ford dealers, you can find yours with the Ford F-150. Whether it's towing, powering up, or getting from 0 to 60 in 3.8 seconds, the power to choose between gas, hybrid, or all electric is yours. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers, they'll be glad to hook you up.
Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts and over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Seagull, Mustad, Penn, Power Pro, MC Bates, and Olakai. Don't miss all the great seminars, the huge raffle to benefit Rollo Kids, the popular casting contest, and of course, the huge sale. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resort of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and you're certainly right, Rick. This is one of the shows you look forward to, and talking nothing but good times at a beautiful island.
More than just about anything else, we got a little technical issue going on. First, obviously, it's Corey and I, and always have a lot of fun having Corey when Pete is away, and away he is, man, at our Palmas de Cortez annual tournament. Unbelievable, so many awesome years of
how
fun
many years?
And
like
fishing.
30?
Yeah, I mean, Pete will give us the exact because it's so many that I don't know. Yeah, I know we're in our it's in the high 20s or low 30s that this has gone on every year. Another great turnout. You know, I was talking with Pete last night as we were kind of sharing our woes on the game a little bit last night. Pete was with Chris at Smokey's, my favorite place, having my favorite thing, a shrimp taco and a cold Pacifico at Smokey's, but they were drowning their sorrows a little bit with the game, which was a bummer, but a great ride for the boys. But yeah, he said there's, you know, 15 boats, 40 people. It's just a great turnout, a great tournament, and they're having a great time. And yeah, we're going to have a great time today. So again, like you said, Corey, talking Cedro Sport Fishing. I will warn, we got a little technical issue going on with Pete not here, the live feed camera having some issues, so we'll get that resolved hopefully soon. The audio is certainly working for our Facebook Live audience, and same with our YouTube Live, but the picture unfortunately not. And I'm not doing it on purpose, just because I got the big cast on. I'm fussing my way through it, but we're going to have a great time talking with some some of our best friends, Corey, and that's Rosie and Jeff. Guys, thanks so much for coming.
Oh, I always appreciate being here, man. This is awesome.
This is, Corey and I always joke, this is about as easy of a show for Corey and I to do. Because, I mean, how many accolades can you give Sea Grove Sport Fishing? It's such an awesome operation and an amazing place to fish, and it really starts with you, Rosie. But it does, and you deserve those accolades. But you have the best crew, the best lodge, the best fishing, the best people. I mean, it's just it, man. You guys hit a home run, and we love it. We're so stoked to have you.
Yeah, well, thank you, and we really do have the best of everything. I mean, I just see. You know, I've been doing this now for almost 9 years, if you can believe that. And just seeing where we started and where we've come to, and we still are working on things.
Has it been 9 years already you've been?
This will be my ninth year.
Wow.
Yeah. So it has been crazy, but it's like I said, seeing how we started, and I still remember the very first person I signed up. The very first person.
Really?
And every time I talk to him, I say, hey, cool. Pete, you know, you're my first. And we giggle about it. But just seeing the transition of how we get you down there, you know, and dialing that all in and making sure we have the concierge service now. I mean, I have customers that are actually friends with Hugo and Michelle down in the Tijuana airport that sometimes when they go down there, they'll hook up, they'll meet up or whatever. Or I have people up here that maybe work certain places and have, you know, they can get tickets to SeaWorld or Disneyland, and they pass them on to Michelle and Hugo because they're friends and buddies, you know, and it's just like, gosh.
They're family.
They're family.
So. Yeah, it becomes
absolutely.
A family.
Absolutely.
I remember, again, you know, we have been so fortunate, you know, all the way back to the test trip with Tom and Adrian before they decided to even make it a go. Like, hey, what do you guys think? Is this something that's viable? And it was fantastic then.
Yeah.
And then it got the Rosie touch. And
there
like
you
did such a great job of taking every little thing that, you know, it was always one of those things. The trip is amazing, but, you know, this was such an awesome experience. If only it could be. And then you fixed all the buts and could be.
Yeah.
And it's so streamlined. And we still, you know, you still hear about it from first timers, people that get nervous about, oh, the, you know, they're still, it's that number is decreasing so much now because it's such a normal thing. But there's still that, you know, and that little apprehension about the Tijuana airport. And then somebody goes on a Cedro sport fishing trip that Rosie starts, and it's just, there is no fear. It's almost hard to describe how easy you make it to go to this island.
Yeah, and you know what? I think for me personally, when I was going down there the very first time, I had that apprehension.
Sure.
And it was like,
who wouldn't?
Yeah. You know, you're trying to navigate in an international airport, and you have to do the customs and immigration thing just like any other international airport in the world. And it's like, you know, how am I going to navigate this? Maybe you don't speak the language, you know, trying to find your way. Well, I figure, well, that was my biggest fear and anxiety. Let's get rid of it. Let's just get rid of it. And that's why I tell everyone, and how many times have we said it? I hold your hand on this side of the border, and I've got a concierge service that holds your hand on the other side of the border. You're basically going 390 feet by yourself. You know, in a tunnel, in the skywalk, you know, and you can't get lost. There's one way to go. It is up and it is south. And, you know, I tell people this all the time, and I got pictures I got to show you, but it's like, you know, Hugo and Michelle will say, I got them, before you even know you were got.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we can see the fishing rods coming, and they're like, okay, here they are.
She sees you down the hall.
Yeah.
And, Corey, you can attest to it. You've done it, you know, done it just the same. It's just, I mean, you literally have somebody that's navigating for you. And it's not like it needs navigation. Even saying that makes it sound worse than it is. It's just, it's such an easy process. But, again, it's the Rosie touch. And you knock out all those apprehensions well beforehand, because as you sign up for a trip, you're getting all the little things that you do. Paperwork is covered. Visas are taken care of to the best of the ability they can be.
Yeah.
Just everything.
Yeah.
What to expect. How to tip. Where are your clothes. You know, just everything. Every little thing about it. You guys do a fantastic job.
Yeah. It's all in those emails. Just read the emails and it's all there. You know, in the order that you need to do them in.
Yeah.
You know, and even like the packets I put together. Every piece of paper is in the order in which you're going to need it. It's all there from you know, the entrance visa to the last boarding pass coming back, which I always say you don't really need the last boarding pass coming back because you're the only people on a privately chartered aircraft exactly. on Wednesday from a little tiny island. But I had one person this year that when they landed in the Tijuana airport and were coming through the CBX, one person out of almost 700 so far was asked, can I see your airline boarding pass? So, but it was there.
Yeah,
they had it.
You had it.
So there you go.
That's cool.
How crazy.
So,
yeah.
You know, people always say, you know, the most sincere form of flattery is, you know, is the copying of what you do. And it's no, you know, you guys have been so successful. There's other people trying to emulate what it does. But the difference is the team that you have and the people that you have and the accommodations you have. I mean, it's no, there's no denying that there's other people trying to do the same things. But it's just not it's not the same.
It's not, close. And it isn't close. They think it's close. And they see that, you know what, we might be $60 more than the other guy, but you know what, I'm including your cross-border express passes, which are, if you had to buy them yourself, they're $45.
Right.
I'm doing your Mexican fishing license, which, you know, if you have to do that yourself, are you going to go to the landing? Are you going to do it online?
Exactly. Paying a service charge for that somewhere
exactly,
else, which you're not charging.
Which we're not charging. You know, you're going to get your fish not only, you know, processed properly, but vacuum sealed in a commercial grade vacuum sealer.
That's
included. Right.
Roast. And that, to me, going to a beautiful destination, beautiful people, a beautiful operation, but the harvest, I mean, for me, it's, yeah. I've come to my, in a part of my life where the harvest is like the golden nugget at the end
it
of the
is.
Whole thing, right?
Yeah.
And the stuff that comes home from your operation, it's
perfect
for over a year.
Yeah.
Like it's in 100%. They trim it so far down, so the weight you're bringing home is 100% usable.
Absolutely.
You don't have to trim the dark meat. You don't have to trim the bitter end of the tail.
Yep.
You don't. It's 100% ready to go.
You know, I remember when I first went down there, and you know, I was watching the fish processing. Process and I just about keeled over and died.
Right.
And I was watching, it's like they were peeling the skin.
Right.
Peeling the skin, and it's like, and I, you know, I don't speak the best Spanish.
Yeah.
None. And I said to the translator, I said, you ask the filet guy, I said, does he eat it like that?
Yeah.
And he's like, no. I said, well, then no one else is going to eat it like that. I said, so, you know, here I am. I brought my knives. I started, you know, cutting.
Yeah.
The skin off. And
everybody knows you came from great lineage,
yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah, Fisherman's Processing. We did everything right, and that's what I took that down there.
Right.
So, and you know what? The fish is good. The fish is as good.
Not good. It's
perfect.
It's the best.
It is perfect.
Yeah, it's the best.
So I have guys coming back from the trip that say that I have the best processing there is. Anywhere.
So
anywhere.
I have to tell you, I've heard from a couple people, not that I know, not my friends, but just in a circle, right?
Right.
That have tried other operations, and yeah, they were $100 less or whatever.
Yeah.
Listen, the food.
Yeah.
The food was an issue, and when I eat my breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah.
Right. It gets no better when you come in. With your operation, the yellowtail sashimi.
Oh my gosh!
Is
yes,
my absolute favorite.
That is a big hit when that comes out and hits the table. It's the guys come out of the rooms or they're drying their hair off with a towel wrapped
like
around themselves.
Seagulls on French fries.
You're like, I'm not missing this.
And it's not like there's a limited amount.
It keeps coming.
Harry was in the taking a shower. He comes out. Well. There's a whole other plate.
That's
coming.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
you know,
right.
You brought up a comment about other people, you know, giving us the flattery of copying or trying to emulate. And Rosie hit it on the head is, we might be $60 more expensive, but I can't tell you how many times I've been in the airport and somebody else using another competitor on the island is lost in the airport, missed their flight.
No idea.
Doesn't have any idea where they're going. So... You know, if that scares you, you definitely need to be talking to Rosie.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you will be one of those people who are going to get stuck in an airport in a foreign country with no help.
Yeah.
Well,
so.
And remember last year, not 2024, but 2023, it was your trip. And, you know, all the guys down at the CBX, all the workers down there, they know me. They know what I do. And they saw some guy standing there with a fishing pole in his hand. And the one gentleman said, oh, are you looking for Rosie, for Sage Rose? He's like, yeah. It's like, oh, well, she's out here. And he wasn't on our trip, but he was on someone else's down there and didn't get the proper guidance.
Sure.
So he's standing there. He had already missed the flight.
Man,
and so I talked to him a little bit, and you know me.
You're Rosie.
I'm Rosie.
A rabbit out of the hat.
And so I said, you know what? I said, just give me a second. I said, I'll get you on our flight. And he was going down to another lodge, but I got him there.
I'm not surprised.
Because it's about him. It's not about the other lodge. It was about that
vacation.
Man.
He was a great guy.
We sat at the little restaurant back in the corner in the airport where we wait.
Yeah.
And eating our shrimp tacos and margaritas. And I made a new fishing friend.
That's cool.
And when we were fishing, we would see him out there periodically in the morning, and he would just kind of point at me and say, next year, fishing with you guys.
That's right.
Good job, Joe. Well, for those that haven't had an opportunity to experience Cedro Sport Fishing, give us a little bit of rundown of what the lodge is like and what a day is like when you're there, and just kind of, you know, take us through the experience for those that haven't been lucky enough to get to go on a Cedro Sport Fishing adventure.
The lodges are cozy, very family oriented. The rooms are always nice and clean and comfortable. The morning's going to start early. Our guys will get up earlier than you think they're even there, getting the coffee ready. The girls will get you all breakfast going, get your lunches all packed. And while you're eating your breakfast, little do you know that the dock crew is already loading up your tackle and your lunches and your coolers, getting it down to, you know, the pongas so that you don't have to touch anything.
But, Rosie, that's such a cool part of it. Like,
yeah.
You have your own milk crate,
yes.
And rods, and you put
rocket
all your
launcher,
gear in
there. Yes.
So it all comes back, and you know your color, and you know
that's right.
It's, like, color-coded. And so you can take stuff out and put it back in, like maybe I need a couple more surface iron, and you
yeah.
can load it all up and
yeah.
your crew's
yeah and
handled.
You know, I think for us one of the biggest things that I have heard a difference is, you know, we take you down to the harbor in an air-conditioned van. You are sitting down in a van. You know, the other places got you standing in the back of a truck holding onto a bar.
And, I mean, that long run from the lodge all the way down to
John,
the
it might take 3 minutes.
I don't think it's that long, but, you know, a minute and a half, maybe. Like, it's so awesome. The position at the lodge is right on top of the cliff and you know, amazing views. And, you know, on the right day, you come back, you can see bird schools and boiling yellowtail
like,
from the lodge, where you're eating your dinner. It's just
dolphin playing.
So rad.
Yeah, it is. It is absolutely crazy. You know, I remember my very first time there sitting in the dining room and looking out and literally watching a pod of dolphins go by, and it's like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And
how cool.
And then realizing that that's the norm.
Yeah.
It's not unusual. You know, you can it's just beautiful, you know, and I love it when customers say when they come back up from fishing that day, you know, that everything is done for them. When they get off the pongas, they're not hauling their tackle.
Yeah.
They're not taking their coolers. Everything is done for you. It's your vacation. You're supposed to fish, relax, have the camaraderie with your buddies, and let us worry about the rest. And that's exactly what our crew does. And you come back and you get that great sashimi or that ceviche and just chill out.
And it's such a unique experience. I mean, a lot of us learned about Cedros, you know, probably all of us in this room from, you know, our times fishing there on the
Yeah, the
long range trips and
yep.
having a great time doing that. This is such a cool blend of two different things. You know, there's people who it's just, you know, I want to be on land, on a bed, at night, with my air conditioner going the way
yeah.
I want, in my room, with my bud, with my bathroom, and
yep.
and you get to do all that, and
yeah.
you still get to this amazing fishing.
Yeah.
And you really get to do what you and your buds on your boat want to do. Jeff might be the most hardcore yellowtail dude in the world, and if he catches a few bass, you know, afterward, yeah, great, whatever, if so, not. Mm. I might want to just, you know, fish calico bass until like sea straight. Corey might want to do drifts for halibut and catch white sea bass, and that's what you want to focus on. And no matter what, you're going to get a taste of every little bit of thing that's there. But if you've got something that you're after, and you know, you tell Javier, hey man, I really want to focus on yellowtail this trip, and I don't care if we catch a limit and then release a bunch, he'll do that to you until your arms fall off. And then when you wave the white flag, then you go fish calico bass.
And then trust me, that happened a lot this year. It was crazy this year.
It was nuts. It still is.
Yeah. Awesome. But you know, the one thing that I do is like when a customer calls in, until I get to know you, I do ask a lot of questions because I'm trying to match your fishing style with what captain and I putting you with. That'll match their fishing style.
That's so rad.
So it's like, you know, I've got a guy, Reggie. Reggie is, I want, you know, heavy yellowtail fishing on surface iron, and I'm going to go crazy all day with the yellowtail. Well, you know, he is going with Javier. You know, I have someone that wants to do the calico bass, the halibut, know. Yeah, and it's like, you know, you're going to go with Martine. You know, and it's like once you understand your customers, and what they want to do, is easy to place you with the right Ponga captain.
That's why you do what you do. Well, as you can hear, we've got 2 hours of talking about one of the greatest fishing spots in the whole world, and it's going to be a lot of fun, Corey.
A lot of fun, Rick, and I can't wait to get into the fishing and current conditions and how the kelp growth is going calico fishing and all that great yellowtail fishing. And you want to join us, you can certainly do so. You can do it on the telephone line at 213-432-1090. That's our only telephone number here at Let's Talk Hookup. And if you want to send us a text, it's only done through the app. And you can hit the button right there that says text the show. You can send us a text. You want to make sure you leave your name and your telephone number, because at the end of the show, we're going to give away a $300 gift certificate to Costa Del Mar.
How cool is that, man?
Dude, like, it's so cool what we give away on this show, Rick. I mean, just all the cool trips and the $300 to Costa Del Mar, man.
We yesterday had a listener, Tom from University City. He was lucky enough to win that prize a couple of weeks ago, and he was in the store yesterday, like trying on every different pair of shades of Costa just to figure out. You know, obviously you basically get a code, you go on the website, you fill out, and they mail it right to your doorstep. But you know, he came in to kind of test fit everything and make sure he found the right combo. And yeah, and we welcome that too, man. It's just awesome that somebody's going to basically get, I mean, virtually any pair of glasses on the Costa website. Most commonly, you're going to have money left over. Corey, as you said, you can spend on all kinds of other goodies there.
Oh, they have cool sun shirts and cool like bags and just cooler bags and just all kinds of cool stuff. So if you're interested, give us a shout, 213-432-1090, or send us a text via the app. Again, make sure you leave your name and telephone number so we can get back to you. And we're going to be right back, and let's talk a couple more from Rosie and Jeff and Cedro Sportfish when we turn on Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Anyone that's been to the East Cape knows Smokey's Curing Company Cantina, the best food and drink in Los Barriles, and a fun place to hang out and watch your favorite sporting event. If you're lucky, you probably had Smokey's process your fish to take home. Their quality and service is top-notch. You'll see me at Smokey's Cantina hanging out with the owner, Chris, and my buddies when fishing in the East Cape. And we always send our fish to be processed at Smokey's, too. Now Chris has added one of the finest boats in the East Cape available for you to charter for a day or more. Of fishing, Vaquera. It's an immaculate 35 Cabo with a Sea Keeper and Captain Diego Romero, one of Baja's best. If you're looking for a great charter boat when fishing at Palmas, Playa, or other resorts, Vaquera, booked at BajaSmokies.com, should be your choice. So, when you're headed to the East Cape, be sure to stop by Smokey's Curing Company Cantina. Send your fish to be processed there and fish aboard the 35 Cabo Vaquera. Check BajaSmokies.com for more details. Been thinking of purchasing a new outboard? Don't delay and purchase a brand new Yamaha outboard and a great deal during Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring sales event. From now until December 6, 2024, eligible new 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboards come with up to $500 in dealer credit. New Yamaha 450 to 425 horsepower outboards include 7 years of coverage protection, and new 350 to 30 horsepower outboards come with 6 years of coverage protection. No need to delay during Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring sales event. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
beer. Offer December 6, 2024. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Source miles excluded. New 2.5 to 25 horsepower four stroke outboard is dealer credit up to $500 based on horsepower towards MSRP value of goods and or services purchased at the authorized participating dealer that sold the outboard. At no extra cost to consumer. New 425 to 450 horsepower is a 24 month Yamaha extended at a 60 month factory limited warranty. New 30 to 350 horsepower is a 36 month Yamaha extended service added to 36 month factory limited warranty. First offered by Florida dealers is a Yamaha extended limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealer for detail. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer. In Florida, Yamaha extended service is limited by automotive warranty service in Florida Inc. 175 West Jackson Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois 60604. 866-937-3983. License number 60023.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We are pulling out all the stops on this one. Over 20 manufacturers reps like Shimano and PowerPro. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product we have, like the all-new Talica A Series reel. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Cast a Shimano Tranks 500 and a Shimano Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skill. You'll see Shimano Terramar is the perfect rod to handle tough fish. The secret is TC4 blank construction. Match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500 reel. Shimano's X-Ship and HEG technologies in the Shimano Tranks combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. It's our biggest sale of the year, Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 2nd.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
All right. Let's talk hook up and having such a great time in studio. And again, if you want to join us, 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app. We're giving away a $300 gift card to Costa Del Mar. And Rick, poor Rick, man, trying to get the YouTube and Facebook live going. So if you're joining us and you're not seeing any video on there, you're getting only the audio. It's just trying to figure out the video end of it.
Yeah. All good. What are we going to do? You know what? We're going to have a great time talking about our most favorite spot. The phone lines are packed. No surprise there, having Jeff and Rosie in the studio today. A ton of great tech standing by. And boy, just like Corey said at the beginning of the show, if you want to get your chance to get through, it's going to be a busy morning. 213-432-1090 is the way to do it. And again, like you were saying, you might win yourself a brand new pair of coasters. Get a Spiro XL. That's my favorite. Yeah, I love them. Well, let's do it, man. Let's jump into the phones. Everybody's excited to talk to Rosie. Let's get it started, Corey.
How about Sean? Sean Colm from Chula Vista. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, man. What's your question, Sean? All right. Well, I know we're trying to get Sean figured out there. Why don't we jump in? We got a bunch of great tech standing by. And first one we're going to grab is from Chris. And it says, good morning, guys. Calico bass fishing at Cedros Island is my absolute dream. My goal is to see a double-digit fish. If there was one way to try to target something that big, Corey, what are your recommendations? And Rosie, what is the best time of year to try to make that happen?
Wow. Well, bait-wise, man, I mean, if you're going to go with a live bait, a mackerel for sure, that kind of thing, right? I mean, the bigger the better.
Sure.
And artificials, the 7-inch weedless, like through the thick of the stuff. I mean, whether it's in 2 feet of water up against the rocks and the beach and the kelp or through the kelp itself, I mean, that's bigger the better. You can go 9-inch too.
Totally.
Oh, I'm going to jump in here real quick.
Please.
Yeah. The hair on my arms is standing up. I'll be straight with you that the big banana colored
slug.
And you gave me a tip to go find the thickest carpet you can find.
Yeah.
And huck that thing out there. Don't worry about it. It's not going to get stuck and just pop it across the surface. And I'll tell you what, I won't fish bass any other way.
Yeah.
Great tip, great bait. And for whatever reason down there, yellow seems to just fire them up.
It does. I don't know what it, even yellows.
Yeah.
I
mean, I've had yellows crash it. Those things and just completely tear us apart in the kelp. And so, yeah, if from my point of view, that big giant yellow slug, put that trocar hook in there, make it weedless, 80-pound leader, about 3 feet, and you got your little kelp cutter rig, and go to town.
I love it, dude.
And what about the time of the year? What time of the year do you think?
When we first open and get down there, that first early spawn is good. There's a lot of fish running around. There's been really no pressure.
Yeah.
But we still seem to catch some very large bass all year long.
You know what? This year has been exceptional, but you are right. We always catch good-sized bass.
They live there.
Yeah.
That's where they live.
Yeah. And they don't go anywhere because... there's bait, there's stuff to eat, so there's nice kelp, and they don't go anywhere.
I always thought that Cedros in particular is like a 3 to 5 pound bass factory. You don't seem to catch a lot smaller than that, but you also don't necessarily seem to see many fish over that big hump of 7 or 8 pounds. Now, again, that fish is a unicorn to get there, and it absolutely is there. My question for Rosie is, if you're in Jeff's, Jeff's mind, you think that big fish is coming from one of his days when he's fishing at the North End or here at the island, or was it on one of those glassy days where he drove over to Bonitas or Chester's or Natividad? Like, do those spots tend to see lesser quantity but bigger fish? Are they a numbers thing? Like, because Cedros is the most incredible island of fish in the world, but you also do little adventures to other spots too,
We do. And I'll tell you what, Bonitos, that's just a unicorn. That's a Jurassic Park in its own. And it doesn't get fished a lot. And so those guys are just growing up over there with nothing else to do but eat and get fat and hopefully get on our hook. The guys that went to Bonitos this year said it was unbelievable. Okay. And the average fish for them was the 5 to 7 with the occasional. We did have a 10-pounder, over 10-pounder this
amazing.
Year.
Amazing.
So, and
that truly is. I fished Sack Reef, Chester's, like the whole zone, Calico Triangle, I guess you'd call it.
Yeah.
And Bonitos, 100% is like...
It's unbelievable.
You see me lighten up.
Yeah, absolutely.
There are more 5 to 6 pounders there than I've seen anywhere.
Yeah, and then a lot of guys that were going up to Punta Norte and going into those little boiler rocks and stuff like that, their challenge, tough challenge to have, they're there trying to fish in 15 feet of water, maybe even less for the calicos and all of that stuff up there, and then all of a sudden they're hooked up to a 52-pound yellowtail. We lost 5 rod and reel setups overboard this year for people that were fishing calico bass that came out with, all of a sudden they could see the yellowtail literally taking off with it and just pulled it right out of their hands. We got 2 of them back because it gets caught down there. And they literally dove in and got their rod and reel set up.
Rod and reel.
But I know how that feels.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do, Jeff. But those 10-pounders are there. And we've got a few people that's their goal is to get those 10-pounders. And they do go to Chester's. And they do hit up, the other side, San Augustine, when the weather permitting. This year has actually been really good for weather. We didn't have a lot of wind this year. We've had a few trips that have had some wind, don't get me wrong, but it's like the whole entire island, the whole island, both sides, has been so accessible this year. It's been crazy. My
last 2 trips I both had, I'm going to go to Bonitos. I've been on the operation with the boats, I've been over to Bonitos before. My last 2 trips I swore I was going to go, but our bass fishing was so good that I...
Why?
Exactly.
Why?
Yes, it's super cool and it's fun to see, but why spend the extra, hour that it takes to drive over there? That's another hour that we...
Well, and the hour driving back.
That's what
I'm
saying.
Don't forget about that.
And
now you're 2 hours down on fishing when you could be catching them.
And it was too good. We were saying the same thing, on the plane ride down, we're going to go on Wednesday. That looks like the best weather day. And then Monday and Tuesday, you have some of the best fishing of your that you've ever had in your life. Why would the old rule, don't leave it to find it.
Exactly.
It's cool. But anyways, Jeff, I hope you have an awesome trip when you go down, and I hope that double digit find
there. You go.
It's a pretty special spot. Well, with that said, we're gonna find out what's going on in the East Cape. We got our man Chris from Smokies is on the line right now, and boy, really looking forward to hearing what's going on. The big Palmas de Cortez tournament going on, and Chris, we're certainly stoked to have you calling us from Smokies Curing Company and Cantina. Good morning, Chris.
Rick, Corey, buenos dias. Hi, Rosie. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning.
What's up, buddy?
Oh, my God. Guys, I don't know if you heard, but we had a hurricane roar through the East Cape last night. Hurricane Pedro.
Yep.
Holy cow.
That's great.
Yeah, Hurricane Pedro roared through. So we sent you some pics. Rick, we sent you some pics. We sent some pics of your love language, some Pacificos and shrimp tacos. We had some Ichiban of Ahi last night. We were doing taste testing of some different tequilas. It was a great night. Pedro actually said it was the best shrimp taco he's ever had. I don't know if he was blowing smoke, but it might have been the tequila talking. But anyway, we had a great time last night. Before I get started, I wanted to just mention to Rosie and Jeff, one of my best friends that lives down here, Chris Barrick, he just went on the Pedro trip recently, and he really wanted me to go with him. But anyway, and Pedro said the same thing, but just top-notch operation, just the best time ever. And I'm definitely going to make that trip next time for sure. I just hear nothing but good things, and I'm looking forward to doing that.
Well, it won't disappoint, I'll tell you that.
I know that. I'm going with eyes wide open on that. So anyway, to the fishing here in the East Cape, we had another great week of Dorado fishing. The only downside is that, we've got a lot of small ones that we're throwing back, but still, we're still seeing some 20s, 30s, 40s, and even some 50s mixed in there. But, they're close in, guys. You don't have to go far. Right off Punta Pescadero, right up to the north, right off Los Barriles, then to the south from Leonero, La Ribera, Punta Colorado, doing the lighthouse at Punta Arena, lots of Dorado. So yeah, you just pick and choose and throw the small ones back. Catch them on sardinas, hoochies, ballyhoo. So anyway, and then so the tuna bite fell off just a bit. We had two really good days, Tuesday and Thursday, some nice tuna come in, but other than that, kind of fell off a little bit. But man, so many blue marlin and sailfish and striped marlin. I mean, anglers are just having so much fun catching those, and they're like ants out there. Seriously, you can't help but catch them. And then we had quite we probably had a couple dozen wahoo come in off Elimon, which Elimon is to the south, for people that don't know, it's sort of between Frileys and, say, Gordo Banks. But I was talking to the guys last night, and Pedro's compa, Mark, he really loves wahoo. So we think, we're gonna head out on the Vaquera on Monday. And, we're just going to have some cold pops with the boys and get out on the boat and go target some wahoo. And there's plenty of Dorado out there and marlin, just in case. But we're going to target wahoo to start with and see where we end up. But anyway, looking forward to that. And, it's a beautiful day here. I'm sitting here having a coffee on my patio, Rancho Leonero. The water temps this week are about 84 to 87. It's beautiful, man. So anyway, looking forward to getting out there and doing some fishing with Pedro and the boys.
What a great report, Chris. That's so cool. Hey, I can confirm. He told me the same thing. It is. And, we were kind of hanging our woes while the game was going last night and enjoying a great time. And Pete was sending me pictures of exactly that shrimp talk on a cold Pacifico. He said, you're right, man. He goes, it's the best there is. And just the atmosphere that you make at Smokies and being down in the Cape and having a great time, buddy. What a great report. You're painting a great picture. And I'm really stoked that you're going to get to go fishing with Pete and the gang and go have a good time on what is also the most beautiful boat in the East Cape in the Vaquera. And buddy, if somebody wants to join you, go fishing on that great rig, enjoy everything that you guys do, the fish processing, the food, and everything else. How do we find you, Chris?
You know what? You can get a hold of me at BajaSmokeDog2Gs@gmail.com, or you can go to VaqueraSportFishing.com, and we'll look forward to hearing from you. Matter of fact, Pedro and the boys were on a quad ride yesterday at the Punta Pescadero, and they ran into some people, and they were calling me at 6 in the morning trying to get a date to go on the Vaquera, and I'm like, I think we're booked for like the next 10 days straight. But anyway,
awesome.
Looking forward to it, guys. You guys, great show. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you next week.
Great report, Chris. Appreciate that, as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
All right, Corey, let's try those phones again.
How about Dave? Let's try Dave and Anza.
What's up, Dave?
Hey, good morning, everybody. Rosie, Jeff. Say, I've been down there with you before, and I got to tell everybody out there, it's more than a fishing trip. It's a Baja adventure. And what I particularly like is that plane ride down there. I'm a pilot. I've flown both sides of the Baja Peninsula. And on that plane ride, when we're just looking at that rugged shoreline going down and that island pops up, it just adds the excitement of it. So my question for you, Rosie, is you know, everything seems to be running so smooth down there. You're always so well supplied. The food is so good and all. The logistics of it, you know, you're on that remote island off Mexico. What do you have to go through to keep yourself up and running like you do?
You know, it's crazy, the behind-the-scenes stuff that people don't see, and the logistics of all of that, as far as even just getting food down there, or even the prep before the season. You know, you guys in your coolers, you have, you know, Gatorades and waters and sodas. Well, it somehow has to get to the island, and it's got to go by the barge. It can't go by the airplane.
Right.
So basically, we have a runner that goes into Ensenada. We have actually probably a group of three that does all of our shopping, whether it be at Costco in Ensenada. We have a specialty ranch where we buy all those steaks on the last night.
Grass-fed beef. So good.
Yeah. And so, but getting that all to the island is a challenge. We literally have someone that has a box truck, and it all goes in the back of that box truck, and we drive it down to Guerrero Negro, and we get it on the salt barges that go over to Guerrero Negro.
Sure.
And then it all gets unloaded, and we have a storage facility on the island where all of that stuff goes in. And we start doing that 2 months before, you know, May, the end of May comes, to get everything down there. And then during, you know, the week, all the fresh stuff that goes down there, that gets put on one of the planes, the ASG Airlines plane, the same one that we fly, the Cessna Grand Caravan. It goes on the plane in Ensenada and then gets flown down to the island. But probably every 10 days to 2 weeks, we still have to have someone in Ensenada get that box truck down to Guerrero Negro to get you guys everything that
so much.
Hey, I mean, even, you know, sorry, but the paper towel, the toilet paper, everything, you know, we change, you know, sheets to towels, you know, the bed linens, everything has to go down that way. So, you know, a lot of behind the scenes stuff to make it as cozy and comfortable as it is.
But that's what it is. It's cozy and comfortable,
right.
And it's all the stuff you're used to. And it's, you say, it's Costco. I mean, it's you know, it's food and drink, and it's all the things that you're used
yeah.
to. And but with the flair of the gals in the kitchen making amazing food.
Yeah.
And
the girls in the kitchen are expanding their menus.
Their culinary.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, from, you know, we've added in the chili rellenos, which are to die for. And then we had, you know, Jeff, Sushi on a Roll. Jeff was down there, and he taught the girls how to make, you know, the rolls and the hand rolls. I mean, he just did such a great job. And
Jeff,
the girls,
is such an awesome
he's
guy.
He's a great guy.
Willing to share.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he just took the girls under his wing and just showed them everything,
cool.
And they just love that. But in turn now, our customers get to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And they love, I mean, come on. It's not like we don't have enough fresh fish down there.
Right.
You know, and now it's coming to you via sushi, sashimi.
I love it.
That's just good times. So we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. More of all this awesome talk about Sedra sport fishing. When we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Sports Grid Radio Network, we'll be right back.
Wait, a 40-pound white sea bass off an inflatable Hobie kayak? Tell me about that.
I'm Logan from Fastlane Kayaks on Mission Bay, and the whole story began when Ron Lane lent my parents some Hobie Mirage iTreks to put on their boat and take out to Catalina Island. That's when I borrowed the iTrek 11, threw it in my car, and drove down to Baja for a fishing and camping trip. Ended up landing a bucketless 40-pound white sea bass on an inflatable.
Dang, that sounds even better than our mammoth trip. And we packed up the kayaks in the car, snowboarded all morning, then drove down to the lakes, watched the iTreks, and fished for trout all afternoon.
Honestly, the iTrek inflatables are the ultimate fishing platform. From trout in the Sierras, calicos at Catalina, and white sea bass and sea Cortez, they can do it all.
And we've documented all these trips, so check out Fastlane Kayaks on Instagram to see more. And if you think you want a kayak, but you're on the fence, come down to our shop, or right on Mission Bay, and we would be happy to throw one in the water and let you give it a try. So call Fastlane Kayaks to schedule a demo today.
Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is the place to fill up your car, truck, and boat with the lowest gas and diesel prices. Did you know Summit is also the place to get the lowest prices on gourmet ice and snacks for your trip? $3.99 for 25 pounds of ice, as many as you want. That's half the price of others. Plus, you get 100 pounds of ice free with a 30-gallon fill. Kirkland products at lower prices than the store that makes them. Plus, dozens of great snacks for just $0.89. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time. Plus 12 diesel pumps. Easy in and outs, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you. Fresh made burritos, sandwiches, salad, along with beer, beverages, and of course, always free ice. Summit Gasoline, low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Whether you're boating, floating, paddling, fishing, or just chilling, remember a good day on the water always starts with everyone wearing life jackets. Save the ones you love. Life jackets save lives. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Get ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We'll have great savings from Daiwa on Saltus, Saltiga, and the entire electric reel lineup. A fantastic offer on the Proteus rod and SK jigs, too. Over 20 manufacturers' reps, including Daiwa. Plenty of seminars, saltwater experts, huge raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Up to 60% off. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And Rick, I have to congratulate you. You got the YouTube Facebook Live up, and we can see Rosie and Jeff and talking Sabre Sport Fishing.
Yeah, you know, a couple of clicks and bumps and wires and Pete. And, yeah, it's not our normal camera feed, which shows the whole studio, but just, you know, went around our studio camera to use the camera on the computer. And, you know, everybody's signing up to see Rosie's smiling face. Let's be real about it. You know, they're not here to see Corey and I anyway. So everybody wants to see the lovely Rosie anyway. So at least that's up and running now.
RH.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, Rosie's husband got to be in there also.
Just to joke and say I was the eye candy on the radio when we
You both, buddy. Well, we're certainly having a great time here this morning, talking all kinds of fun. And Cedros, and again, so many great texts rolling through, so many great phone calls, and we're just having a great time and looking forward to talking to you. It's been a very fun morning. And Corey, why don't we jump back into the phones? I think we got Sean standing by again here this morning. Why don't we give that another shot?
Pull him out of the penalty box. Good morning, Sean.
What's up, Sean?
From Chula Vista.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, good morning, Sean.
Good morning. How you doing?
Great, buddy. Good morning.
Yeah, I just wanted to I've been out with Rosie twice. Like she said, everything couldn't have ran smoother. Had a really great time. Rosie's really, really nice. I go out with the Mission Bell Mafia, with Reggie Wynn. Great bunch of guys. I have a really, really good time. Actually caught my first 40-pounder last year, and that was a bucket list fish. So I just wanted to vouch for Rosie, and whoever gets a chance to go, please go. I'm going to go every year until I can't anymore. So I really, really appreciate it.
Oh, you're the best, Sean. Thank you so much. And it's like, you know, the first year meeting you, I felt like I had just another best friend. And I love that you do go every year. And, you know that 40-plus pounder is your personal best. But guess what? There's next year. We'll get you another one.
Sean, let's hear about that 40-pounder. How'd it come? What'd you catch it on? Give us the story. That's an amazing fish. Congratulations. Yeah.
I appreciate it. I got it on a Taddy 40 Mint Heavy. Just dropped it right down. I actually had I caught it on a Cedros Okuma short rod. I just dropped it down and wind it straight up and got me on the bottom, and it kicked my butt, but I got it in. And
awesome. You know, one of the cool things about Cedros, too, is you can catch that fish at any time, anywhere you're fishing, and while fishing for anything. You know, I mean, that that fish could come
5 feet of water. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, I've seen fish. I've seen fish personally, like, try to rub people off, like, on the bottom, basically at where the, you know, in front of the salt factory, they're like on the beach. And then, Corey, you've talked about dozens of scenarios fishing in the mat of the kelp and seeing a 40-pounder come and inhale your swim bait or your surface iron.
My last trip, we were fishing calicos and a 3 or 4 pounder on and 3 30- to 40-pound yellows.
Oh, my God.
Like alligators.
Yeah.
and you think they have to continually swim, but they're literally just hanging right there at the boat. Like an alligator.
Yeah, watching you.
Waiting to be fed.
Yeah.
Yeah, just great.
Feed them. Just feed them.
We, and on our last trip, the big, you know, and we had really nice quality yellowtail. I mean, our average fish was in the mid-20s. We had multiple fish, you know, that were in the low 30-pound range. And with all that said, our biggest fish came while we were drifting for halibut.
Yeah.
You know, we were halibut fishing, and then boom, you know, a 38-pounder while drifting on. I mean, you can, they just, again, big ones live there. And they live everywhere. And you'll catch them in all the ways, just like Sean did with a yo-yo jig or fly line and a mackerel or however it is. It's just such a good spot.
And the amount of sardine I've seen around that island the last couple times I've been there is astronomical.
It's
I fished sardine for 12 years.
Yeah, right.
The spots of sardine that I've seen would load the Ebco 10 times. Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, huge amounts.
Well, the bait seiners aren't allowed in there anymore, so.
Which is, so they can't wrap the yellowtail.
Yeah.
They can't wrap the bonito. They can't wrap the sardine.
That's right.
And
where there's bait.
It's a magical
place. Yes, it is.
Yeah, you deserve to get to go there.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, man. If you've been thinking about it, just do it. Hey, Sean, appreciate the phone call again very much. Another great text came through. It says, good morning, guys. This has to be my absolute favorite place to hear about, and one day I'm going to make it down. This is truly my bucket list trip. My question is, what is the bait situation like at Cedros? I would love to get to fish a giant mackerel for an even bigger yellowtail.
Oh.
Also, what is the fish processing situation? Is there any chance I could be involved? Breaking down fish is my favorite part of the catch. That's from Rory in Lakeside.
Yeah. Well, Rory and Lakeside, let's start with the bait down there. You know, in the morning you can go out and you can put your sabiki setups on and I always giggle because we get people that they'll text me pictures with their sabikis coming up. And, you know, there'll be, you know, the sardine or the mackerel, but every once in a while someone goes a little bit low and they get the cutest little
calicos.
Yeah. You know, I was like, okay, guys, you're going a little too far down there, just, you know, a few feet there.
But there's so many mackerel in that harbor.
Well, let me tell you, we had a gentleman this year, and you guys all know him, and he literally pulled up a mackerel. It was a foot-long mackerel. He put it on the cooler. There's a little scale on the cooler. Goes, check
a ruler,
this.
Yeah.
A ruler. Yeah. Yeah. He's like, look at this mackerel I caught on my sabiki setup. He was so excited. But anyways, it went into the bait tank, and he saved that for something special.
Yeah. Feed that to some big grouper, a big giant yellow.
And that's so the bait's there. And
so for fish cleaning, Rory, if Rory gets to know the boys, I mean, anybody can open the door and take a look. And we did. And
please do.
Please
do. Go in there and take a look. And, you know, I mean, as far as, wanting to maybe fillet your own fish.
Probably not,
just because there are liability purposes. You know, we had
Sun
number two.
Once. Yeah,
yeah,
we,
Sun number
we had
two.
It happen. Everybody's been on a moving boat. You might have had a few beers or cocktails. And Sun number two went up there and wanted to show them how he
did
it should be done. He ended up at the island hospital.
Oh, come on.
Like stitches. That went across the top of his thumb and down the pad of his thumb.
Yeah.
Apparently, your guys use sharp knives.
Yes. Very sharp knives.
Well,
absolutely.
You know, he... Anyways, yes.
So,
you can watch.
You can watch. There you go.
You can be a part of it.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, there is actually, how we talked about how we're constantly evolving.
Yeah.
We had a customer just this last trip that made a suggestion that, you know, you guys catch a lot of fish. This is not like you're... I giggle. You know, people are down at the CBX and they're like, man, I hope I catch something.
Yeah.
And we all just laugh because they don't know what they're in for if it's their first time.
Oh, my God.
You will catch fish.
Yeah.
And, you know, depending on the size of fish, if you're catching 25 to 40 pounders all day, every day, you might have an excess of fish. And so what their suggestion was is a priority list for the... for the fish house on how to pack their fish to come home.
Oh, that is a good idea. Yeah.
So I have always told them all the exotics first. Your exotics being your bass, your grouper, your white sea bass, your halibut. Yeah, anything other than halibut. And then always the prime pieces of the yellowtail, the shoulders, the center sections. Well, we had our really good friend Terry down there just a couple weeks ago. He goes, Rosie, he goes, you know, he goes, halibut to me. He goes, I'll give my halibut away. It's like, what? Give it to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But, you know, he wanted his prime pieces of yellowtail and in a different order, which I was surprised because I, sorry, but I just assumed.
Sure.
So I have now made a little tally sheet that will go down with you guys in your packet.
So cool.
That'll have your name on it and the priority of the fish the way you want it to be packed. Cool.
That's a great call. And, you know, you have always, even when you're bringing the maximum, in my case maybe even over the maximum amount of weight that you're supposed to be bringing, you still get to bring a ton of fish home. But you have always preached, like, you don't need the kitchen sink at Cedros. They buy everything.
Yes.
They do your laundry.
Correct.
You don't need your boots.
Nope.
Like, scale down on what you're bringing, and you'll be able to bring even bonus to the maximum amount of fish allowed, because if you're bringing even less, you know, of your travel weight down, you get to, on the way home, you get to include even more fish weight coming back.
Absolutely. And another thing for all those people that are going in mid-September, and this is, I'm not going to say you can always do this, but if it is available, mid-September is lobster season.
Ooh.
Okay. Now, I had a group that came back this last Tuesday, and you know what? Everybody had 2 kilos, I think 2 kilos of lobster in their bag.
Incredible.
So they purchased the lobster, so that obviously was their priority, and then they did their priority fish.
And you have a receipt with that, and
it's all done.
Yeah, you're buying it there like you'd be buying it anywhere else.
Yep, absolutely. So
only at Cedros.
Only at Cedros for fishing.
I love it.
But it worked out really well. You know, it's like these guys were like, we can buy lobsters. Like, yes, you can.
So do they bring them back whole, or is it just the tails?
Just the tails.
Kidding me?
We had it for dinner last night.
A kilo.
And you're saying two and a quarter pound, you know, so they're bringing damn near 500 pounds, but just of tails.
Like, just of tails.
Oh, I like
which,
it.
Which, by the way, we,
sign me up.
What did
right?
we do it last night? We chicken fried lobster last night with filet mignon for our daughter's congratulation dinner for their getting engaged.
Hey,
so chicken fried lobster.
Right? That's awesome. What a cool deal. Well, with that, let's jump right back into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Joey Colm from Inglewood. Good morning, Joey.
Hey, Joey.
Go ahead, Malachi.
Hey.
Hi, Malachi. How are you?
Hi, Rosie. How you doing?
Hi, sweetheart. How you doing?
Good. How about you?
I am doing well. What do you get to do this year?
I recently got a fundraiser, a GoFundMe with Reggie, and this year next year I can come to Cedros.
Oh, that's so rad. Cool. And has that been a trip that you've been always wanting to do?
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah, that's right. Well, we are so excited to have you down there because, you know, Malachi, your dad knows this. You guys are the next generation. You guys are the ones that are, you know, your dad is passing the fishing on to you and has instilled a love of fishing into you. You get to come down and fish Cedros next year, and I have no doubt that when you're all grown up and you have a family, you're going to pass this on to your son, and we just absolutely love that.
That's so rad. And that was something that Reggie put together. No, the Malachi, like, absolutely lives and breathes fishing. And loves it. This was his dream trip, and Reggie assisted in putting that together to, you know, get a bunch of buds and fishing people and say, hey, man, this kid is dying to go, and now that goal is achieved. And Malachi, sounds like you're going to get to go be a part of it. Now, I have a question. Are you more excited about the calico bass part of Cedros? Are you more excited about the yellowtail part of Cedros? Are you like Corey, and you're more excited about bringing home a year's worth of killer food to eat? Like, what is it that you're the most pumped up about going on your big trip next year?
Food.
That's a good answer, buddy.
No doubt.
To stop at the little market and get some ice cream and candies.
That's totally.
A good time too. Hey, so what I'd like to know is, how do I get to donate to his...
Oh, we already have.
Okay.
Yeah, I did
what's
too.
The site? What's the site? Where do we go find it?
It was a GoFundMe that Reggie put out on his social media, and I am just blown away and blessed at how many people jumped in so fast to help get him down to Cedros.
Yeah.
So
that's so
awesome. Yeah.
I just need you to make me one promise. After your trip, you got to call the show and let us know how it went. I want to hear about all your big ones. I want to hear about all the bass fishing. We want the full report when you come back.
Special thank you to all those who donated.
You're very welcome. I know I speak on everybody's behalf when I say that our family, and I know Rosie's and everybody else that donated, was really happy to do it. Sounds like you really deserve it, and I hope you have an awesome trip. Have the best time ever down there. That's really cool. Can't wait to see the photos.
Super cool.
Thanks, Malachi.
Have a great trip, buddy. Appreciate that very much.
What a great story. We're going to be right back. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to come back with a fish report, some more. When we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up, and they have all the gear, spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife, brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor, call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online, katmai.com. And like Pete says, they will hook you up.
Saturday, November 2nd is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Come see seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle from Shimano, like Terramar rods with TC4 blank construction. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.
The best just got better. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 20A and 25A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. The Shimano's Talica success is driven by its durability and spec attributes, allowing the series to differentiate from other lever drag reels within the market. The Talica is built around a cold forge machined aluminum one-piece frame. The all-new Talica 20A and 25A now boasts Infinity Drive. Infinity Drive employs two drag washers housed in the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system while at the same time increasing winding power under a load as much as 40%. There's also a new lower low gear. If your utmost concern is performance without compromise, Talica 20A and 25A are the reels for you. Available now at your local Shimano dealer.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound tests for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.